Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Family Life Radio, Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Finding out nearly half of us do not like our middle name. We're embarrassed by it. Michelle is with us. So what's your situation?
Okay, it's Curtisina.
Curtisina?
Curtisina. Like my grandpa Curtis. And then they added Tina.
Curtis Tina is the name of the middle name.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they turned a guy's name into a girl's name.
Yeah.
By adding a girl's name to a guy's name. Curtis Tina.
My uncle's mom, they did that. They thought it was going to be a boy, and they were going to name her Carver. And then she came out a girl, and so they named her Carverine.
Carverine.
Yes.
Aw.
Wow.
Not carburetor.
Yeah, this is our daughter, carburetor. It's our son, shock absorber. Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Wow, the phones are going crazy. Everybody is chiming in about this. Nearly half of all people don't like their middle name. We're just curious, do you like yours? Is it unique, different? 888-888-9976. How about yourself?
Well, my name's Jason, and I'm calling from Michigan. I guess I've never really been embarrassed by my middle name, per se, because I've always had to go by it. My grandpa's name was Harold Early, and then my dad's name was Early Brian, and then my name is Brian Jason, and we all went by our middle names. My dad went by Brian, and because my first name was Brian, I had to go by Jason. So I went by Jason my whole life. So when my wife and I had our first son, my dad said, you better name him Jason something so that he has to go
by his middle name.
And I said, absolutely not. So I broke that trend and his name is Brock.
You're like, we're stopping this goofy trend.
I was like, what's the point of a first name?
I don't know who started it, but it drives me crazy because I'll have people call and they'll say, is this Brian? Jason. And then they say, oh, we're looking for Brian. Well, I guess I'm him too.
Well, that's a great way to avoid telemarketing calls.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling in, Brian. I mean, Jason. Talking about phrases you don't want to hear. I do like this one. It is what it is. I really dislike this phrase because it offers no hope for a change in the situation. God can change anything.
Amen.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How about self-quarantine?
Ugh.
You don't like that one either?
Mm.
Mask up.
Mask
up. Had a couple
up.
Of people text that one in. Mask up.
Mm-hmm.
How about circle back? We're going to circle back to this.
I tell you, a word I never heard anybody use prior actually to coming here was bandwidth. I don't have the bandwidth for that right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Yeah, you know,
a
who
lot
has
of people
bandwidth?
Use it.
Yeah,
right.
Right. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So how about what should we say in this next year? What's a better thing to say as opposed to all this other stuff?
Mm.
How about
God's
I love you?
God's got this.
There you go. God's got
there
this.
You go.
That's good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And he does, right?
He does.
He does.
If you give it to him.
Amen. Gotta let it go.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, that's true.
Let go and let God. Oh, there's a Christian cliche.
Oh, there's another one.
How can you cut down on the number of time-wasting emails you get at work? Really, anywhere. For that
tell
matter.
Me, please.
Yeah. Tell me. My inbox needs help.
Oh, mine's a mess.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is the whole reply all.
Please.
Oh, boy.
Oh no.
Stop it.
So, okay, let's remind that. Just have that voice of Misty in your head. Maybe that'll stop it all.
As you hover over reply all, you hear Misty
you
saying,
hear me
please,
go, please
stop.
Please, stop
but
it.
When you receive one of those messages where it's sent to a bunch of people, just respond to the one person that
sent it.
Reply all is actually an extra step. Why are you taking it?
Yeah, good
I have very
point.
Strong opinions about this.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to simmer down.
The other thing they suggest is putting FYI in the subject line to specify that it's just solely informative.
Yes.
Also, When making a request, finish with thanks in advance. That might prevent the thank yous and your welcome loop that goes back and forth.
I've tried that.
I don't know if I agree with this one, because does this sound wrong? Should you sign off your message with no reply needed? It's what it's suggesting to do.
I have done that. It doesn't work.
I think this is what happens in organizations, especially when it comes to a kudos. I feel like everyone thinks they need to reply all, because that's a nice thing to do, to share that you think that's great too. Yeah, they did a good job, everybody.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's really nice that you think that. I think it's just flat out like a competition.
Who can
put the nicest reply all to all?
To everybody.
Or who can put the funniest and most witty.
Right.
Yes.
Like, for example, one of the things that I was asking for doctor recommendation.
Oh, yes.
And everyone is replying all. And I even said there, just reply to me, please. And no one paid attention.
We all got doctor recommendations.
Yeah, exactly. You, Sally, you didn't need them.
I did not.
No, you have a good doctor.
There was an email that went out recently about activating something, and everybody started replying, okay, I activated. No, you know, no problem. It was easy. And it's like, okay, it doesn't help me.
I don't understand. We need to stop.
We obviously are a communication ministry, and there are a lot of communicators here.
That's got to be it.
That's my positive
way to position that, yes.
But I do think there's this thing. Okay, it's just in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. If something is said, I almost feel like I need to be seen being a nice person. I need to just destroy that thought.
Yes.
To say, it doesn't matter. I don't have to respond to everybody.
Apparently, I'm not worried about being a nice person. I never reply all.
And all that, know that, you know, there's a lot of power in prayer. How about praying as a family? Hmm. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this article that talked about praying as a family. And, you know, every once in a while we pray as a family. Of course, mealtime.
Yeah.
But like a consistent, dedicated time to pray, I think I'm guilty of not doing that. That's a great idea. So some of the things that they mentioned was use stones to mark prayer victories. When God answers a prayer, write a word or a phrase on a stone. Build an altar of prayer victories.
I love that.
I do too.
I do have little stones on my desk with, like, you know, it says faith, blessings, things like that. So that's a really cool take on that. I love that. And that's what kind of a visual representation too of everything God's blessing you with.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible does actually talk about building memorials and things like that, so I think that's a great idea. They also suggest walk and pray together as a family. Thank God for His beautiful creation. You can even pray for people you come across on your path.
That's a great way to set an example for, you know, being outspoken about prayer and about God to your kids, too.
I love that. And speaking of kids, you can let your kids draw pictures with sidewalk chalk that represent their answered prayers.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's a cool little activity.
Love to know if you pray as a family. What kind of ideas do you have? 888-888-9976.
It is time for our Love Your Neighbor promotion. This is where you nominate an unsung hero, somebody in need. We see if we can help this person out.
Yes.
Christine is with us. Good morning, Christine. Who do you want to nominate? Tell us about this person.
I actually would like to nominate my friend Trish. So pardon me if I start to cry. Trish works a full-time job. She teaches little, like, preschool. And then at nighttime, three nights a week, to build up extra cash to being able to pay for buying gifts for people and just going out of her way and doing things, she takes care of an elderly man, takes care of little peoply man as well.
Wow.
She has a car that has no power steering. This woman's got, like, Popeye arms.
Oh. Wow.
And my husband and I try to help her the best we can. We have done work for her for free. She will not let us do work for free. She, like, will hand us cash at church.
Mm.
She could just use the extra help. Really, she could use a good, decent car.
Okay.
She's always been there for me. She texts me every morning, whether it be a Bible verse or a motivational thing. She texts me different devotions. I know she does it for other people within our church family as well, but my sister passed away in 2021, so she's like a big sister to me. She does go out of her way to give people money where she doesn't have it, which is a struggle, and I know it's a struggle for her. So on top of working full-time and part-time at night, She also, you know, does a lot of things with our women's ministry within our church. And then she also goes back. She's going back to school on top of that to accommodate for a teaching degree.
She is doing a lot.
She is.
Man.
She is. So gas cards, absolutely, because she does drive so much. You know, a new car, of course, that would be wonderful.
Well, maybe there's somebody listening now that has a car they're going to get rid of. Or maybe you can help out with a gas card or some groceries for her. She sounds like an amazing person. She's just giving to others over and over again. Let's see what we can do here. Yeah.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. I love your neighbor. Absolutely.
All right. Well, maybe you know of a neighbor we need to love on. Love to know about that person at 888-888-9976. Or maybe you're moved by Trish and her doing for others and not doing for herself. She doesn't have enough money to almost make it work. And maybe you can help out with a gas card, or like I said, maybe a vehicle that's you're going to get rid of. My wife and I started giving cars away instead of selling them.
That's exciting.
You know what's exciting about it? People start giving us cars. It's what goes around comes around.
I really love that.
Yeah. Every seed produces after its own kind. So maybe this is something God's moved in your heart. Give us a call right now and we'll hook you up with Christine and we can help out Trish. 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, we are Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends. Time for the good news of the day.
It's good news.
Want to hear your good news? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Brittany's with us. What's going on?
So my little dog, she had been having like a lot of health issues and everything like that. She's old.
Uh-huh.
I was praying and praying and praying and praying, and she's good now.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with her. She doesn't have any like blood issues or anything like that, and she's going to be 19 in May.
Wow.
By the grace of God, my dog is, she's good.
Man.
What's her name, your little dog's name?
Nub.
Nub. What kind of dog is Nub?
Miniature Pinscher.
Oh, adorable.
Cute.
I got her as a rescue when she was 8 during a really trying time in my life. And, you know, when I was going to school, it was like really, really hard. Like every time, like I'd get like super depressed, really overwhelmed, she was always there for me. And I'm so happy that I could like nurture her in her old years. So I know it's not much to some people, but to me, like my dog is everything.
Oh, absolutely. These
are
dogs,
talking to the right people.
Yeah, these dogs have become members of the family. That's for sure.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There for you through thick and thin.
Yes, they are.
And now you're there for her. I love that.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
It is. And the dog is 19 years old.
In May. She'll be 19 in May.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's spoiled. She has like a dog island, so she doesn't ever have to leave the couch. My brother custom built it. Like she's got all the setup.
A dog island.
I've never heard of a dog island.
I feel like I need a picture of this dog island.
I know.
You know how some people have like a hat sock to rest their feet on?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like that concept, but instead of being just like for people's feet, it has like a little fence around it. It has an area for food and water, so she never has to leave the couch if she doesn't want to.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Cute.
That's fun. I want a dog island.
I know.
So I never have to leave the couch.
It's Kekel Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio.
Hey, we want to hear your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976.
Good morning.
Well, when my daughter was very little, you know, my husband used to work on second shift, so he missed most of her growing up. And so he determined after that he would work first shift. And so now what we do is at night, before any of us go to bed, we have what is called family time. And we play games, play with our puppy, and then we have Bible study, and we spend probably about half an hour or so reading the Bible and praying.
I love the puppy and Bible study.
I do, right? That's so cool.
That could be a new plan.
Yes. Like goat yoga, puppy and Bible study.
Puppy and Bible study.
Maybe you have found yourself smack dab in the middle of an answered prayer, something that you've been praying for, and then you find that you're back in the situation you were before, and you're not quite sure how you got there. I saw something that it was just a simple sentence, but man, it really gave me pause because it's something I think most of us have dealt with on some level or another. And it said, please don't ever go back to anything you had to pray your way out of.
Mm.
And I immediately thought of the forgiveness that God gave me towards my father. You know, I spent almost 40 years praying for that.
You were real honest that you had a hard time forgiving your
dad. I did. I really, really did. Yeah. And when, you know, I was finally able to lay that down and forgive him, and then within just a couple of years, something, I mean, relatively small happened, and I just got mad again. And all of that progress that I had made was out the window. Mm. And I let go of that answered prayer so quickly in favor of that anger and bitterness that probably was more familiar than the forgiveness, honestly, because the forgiveness was so new. But man, I had to work so hard to get out of that place. And then it was that much more difficult when I did an online search and I found out my father had passed. And I was like, why couldn't I have just let that go? You know, something about that made that realization that he was gone even harder, because there was that bitterness and hatred there. And so whatever you're dealing with, I hope that's some encouragement to you and maybe some motivation to fight the negativity that tries to seep in and steal those victories from you.
You know, forgiveness is one of those things that I think it is easy to slide back into. Well, I did forgive you, but I'm not sure if I do anymore. I think that is something that's... And then I think you also do this. You go, well, did I forgive? If I'm upset again, did I do it the first time? It's a good question.
Yeah. I had a friend tell me, and I don't guess I'd ever thought of it from this perspective. She said, sometimes forgiveness isn't a one and done. It's a repeated thing that you have to be very intentional about.
I think that's true.
And you just have to make sure that every time that threatens to slip away, you go, no, I forgive you. My mom always says, as an act of my will, Lord, I forgive you.
I had to do the very same thing. I found out I'm divorced and remarried, and found out my ex-wife was unfaithful to me. And that whole process was like a repeated thing like that, Misty. It was like, no, I have to forgive. And I find myself getting upset. No, I have to forgive. It was like this thing I had to like hit myself over a 2x4 repeatedly over and over again. And it's like, no, I'm going to let this go. I had to like force myself to do it. It's not easy.
No.
You know? I think it's a matter of recognizing that forgiving and forgetting, that forgetting part is not realistic.
That's true.
Because these things have happened in our lives, they do affect us. And you're right, it's where we're going to take it past that moment of forgiveness that we've worked towards. And it is work.
Absolutely.
And so there has to be that moment of laying it down, sometimes over and over again. And for me, I find myself, especially with people maybe who have hurt me, is, Lord, let me see them in your eyes. Mm.
That does help. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It helps me.
Well, it's true. Only God can forget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll work its way back in your mind and you'll remember it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Or something will trigger and you go, there it is again. You know? And
exactly.
Like, ooh, look at my face just even now. There it is again.
Yeah.
And it's a repeated action and a decision, a choice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that helps you today. Just because it came back doesn't mean that there's something wrong. You just have to let it go again.
Right.
You know? So yeah, don't go back to what got you together.
Working on it.
Good. Talking about being left behind, because 1/3 of us have literally been left behind somewhere. We're wondering what happened with your story. Renee is with us. Tell us what happened.
When I was about 8 years old, we went to the Arizona State Fair, and it was in one of those tents where they're talking about it was a gorilla in a cage, and the guy was talking about the gorilla, and he had all the kids come up front right next to the stage. Well, so of course, saying this, the cage is safe. All of a sudden, the gorilla breaks out of the cage.
What?
Breaks out of the cage and he runs toward everybody.
What?
And so I'm looking around and my mom isn't anywhere. And by the time I get out of the tent, there she is standing there waiting for me.
Your mom is like, I'm saving myself. Forget about you.
Exactly, yeah.
You were left behind in danger. She's like, I'm out of here.
Right, exactly. It was just a, you know, a normal reflex, I guess, to just run.
Wow.
You know, this must be in the news. I'm going to have to look up this.
I know.
This
I'm sitting here Googling it.
Are you,
right now.
Oh, you are? Okay. I'm like, gorilla escape. So do they, do you know what exactly happened to the gorilla? Did they catch the gorilla or did he maul several people or what happened?
It was actually a man in a suit that looked like a gorilla.
Oh. Well, this changes the whole story.
I'm like, what in the world?
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, it's not real.
Oh.
Yes, I have a major joy to report.
A major joy report, not just any old joy report, Misty. This is major.
I got joy.
Jess, well, tell us what's going on.
So 2 weeks ago on my way to work, my engine blew in my car.
Oh,
and
no.
I still found a way to make it to church that evening. And the following week, my pastor calls me and he's like, hey, Jess, can I get you to come to the church? I got somebody that wants to help you get an engine. Surprised me with a whole car because that's the love of Christ.
Hey, bro, not just an engine. Hey, we have this thing that surrounds the engine called the car.
Yeah, the whole thing.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Wow. Well, that is a really great church. That's great.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful.
How fun. Well, yeah, that is a major joy report.
I would say so.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And are you calling us from that ride right now?
I might be.
Left behind, gosh, it's a huge percentage, guys. It's like 30% of us have had this happen where you are literally left behind somewhere. Love to hear your story. 888-888-9976. Franny is with us. Now, you said this happened to you when you were 9 years old. Tell us what happened.
I was left behind when I was about 9 years old.
Oh, no.
I was left behind in Panama City Beach, Florida. So knowing what I know now, probably wasn't a bad thing.
Explain that.
You're like, well, you could have stayed there. It's a nice place. Did you say?
Right. We came to the beach all the time and stayed in Destin, Florida.
Okay.
And going home, we drove through Panama City. I was in the camper with my dad. I was sleeping. Stopped to get gas. I got out. I told him I was going to the bathroom, but he didn't listen. We got to Dothan, Alabama, and they stopped for food. And my dad got out of the camper in the middle of the road. He didn't even pull off into a parking lot. And he ran back to my mom screaming, where's Franny? Where's Franny?
Oh,
and,
no.
My sister, she's panicking. A man at a gas station put me in his pickup truck and was following, trying to catch my mom and dad. If that's not scary these days,
yeah.
I don't know what is.
No kidding.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know which is worse right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so through this whole situation, did you freak out?
A little bit. I don't know. At first I thought, what, they didn't want me anymore?
Oh, no.
But then you realized you had a whole gas station full of snacks at your disposal.
That's right.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.